was preaching and teaching. All the gospel he was teaching. Then the Holy Spirit told him, Paul, this your gospel will be wasted. It will not be written. It will not be confirmed. It will go into oblivion. Nobody will know about it. Go back to Jerusalem. Go and present this your teaching to Peter and the apostles. Let them endorse it. If not, it will not become an epistle to be read in the church. They are the ones I gave the church to. If they don't endorse you, you are not endorsed. By revelation, Paul went to Jerusalem, presented the gospel. It is Peter that saw the gospel and said, yes, it is the gospel of Christ. If they did not know, they would have condemned it. So the epistle entered the Bible because Peter and the apostles confirmed it. Because they know that what Paul was preaching is what Jesus taught them after he rose from the dead. That is why they gave him the right hand of fellowship, that we confirm your teaching is true. Paul said they didn't add anything to me. Not as if they taught me. Not as if they told me what I'm saying. But they confirmed it. That I have been teaching what Jesus taught them. So there is nothing that Paul knew that these people did not know. And I'll prove it to you now. John. 1 John. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we didn't have to wait for any Paul to go to anywhere and go and see what happened behind the veil. Jesus revealed everything to them before going to heaven. Everything. So that any gospel they were preaching everywhere, Peter can discern that that's not the gospel of Christ. If the thing that Paul was preaching was not taught to Peter, Peter would say that's not the gospel of Christ. It was not taught to us. Jesus hid nothing from them. He hid nothing from them. He said, you are my friends. I no longer call you servant. For the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I call you friends because I've revealed everything to you. I hide nothing from you.
I don't, sir.
So when this man is saying, John did not know what happened between the cross because they only had eyewitness. Listen to me. Jesus came back from the cross, came back from the dead, and started opening their eyes of understanding. They were able to see all the scripture. Nothing was left out of the scripture. And there is nothing that Paul preached that he didn't preach from the scripture. Whether heaven or hell is from the scripture. So nothing. So there was nothing hid from these apostles. Abel Namila likes to hype things. Full of words. Am I preaching good? I think I'm preaching good. You are just confusing yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us look at John chapter 5, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Okay, he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, not he that believeth that Jesus is God incarnate, the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
This is he that came by water and blood. Jesus came by what?
Water and blood.
Even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness. Because the Spirit is truth. Okay? Now 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven. Remember, heaven was there before earth. So before earth, before Jesus ever came into this world. So there are three, not one. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, what became flesh? The Word. So Jesus is Word incarnate. Word incarnate. Amen? Amen. And the Holy Ghost. So there were three gods in one. Three, not one person. Not one person that became this and became that and became this. No, three of them existed in heaven. That's what Jesus taught this apostle before he left. Among all the things that Jesus taught them when he rose from the dead, one of the things he told them was that we are three. My Father, I, and the Spirit. It's not one man, one God, that went out of himself and incarnated as a man. No. We have existed like this in eternity before creation began. We were three. We are still three. My Father, I, and the Holy Ghost. If you cannot believe this, leave Christianity alone. Go and believe another religion. He said, we are three. And our equivalent on earth, look at what it says here. And these three are one. So when the Bible says, hear ye, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. He wasn't talking about a mono God. He was talking about three people that are united, one. And do you know why Moses, God had to say that? Because every God in Egypt, everything in Egypt had a God. Rain had a God. Water had a God. Everything has his own God. And the God have name. That's why Moses, who came out of Egypt, asked God, what is your own name? Because all gods have name. And Jesus, God said to him, I don't have a name yet. You can just say I am, because I can only be named by what I do. And I've not done anything yet. The only way I can tell you is I'm the God of your father Abraham, Isaac. But when you go to Egypt now, you will discover that the things I do will give me my name. So when he saved them from Egypt, he now told them, I have achieved something. My name now is Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Your Savior. God is named after his acts. He doesn't take credit for what he does not do. Until he does something before he gets a name. So he couldn't have called himself any name until he does it. The Lord, our healer, he must heal first.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
He must do something, then it will become his name. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he got a name in his actions on earth. Amen. He said, these three that are in heaven, they have correspondent that bear record of their existence. And he said, verse 8, there are three that bear witness on in earth that there is a God, there is a word, and there is a spirit in heaven. This is what you will use to know the three that bear witness on earth. The spirit, which is the spirit of truth, the water, and the blood. See, these three represents God, Jesus, and the spirit. These three bear witness of the three that is in heaven. That is why to take away water baptism from the church, you are taking away one witness. That's what Abel Damanda doesn't know. He said water baptism is a swimming exercise. That is unnecessary because it was for the remission of sin. He stopped at John the Baptist, not knowing that the baptism in the church is not the baptism for the remission of sins, which Jesus has already forgiven, but it is the baptism of baptizing into the death and the resurrection of Christ, which John the Baptist could not. For John the Baptist asked Jesus for that baptism. Jesus said, no, that baptism cannot come now. You baptize me first, that we may fulfill all righteousness. Your own baptism for remission of sin. But the one I will do is my death and resurrection. I have not yet died. I have not yet resurrected. We can't do that one. So you see, Abel Damina is a half-baked cake. He doesn't know this Bible, but he always makes noise as if he knows it. That's why I have to take him to school. He's not a doctor or something. Hey, take him to school. Come and learn. You never know anything. He said this water baptism is a witness to one of the person in the Godhead. If you remove it, you have removed that person from the Godhead. That's why I advise you that have not been baptized with water. Please, sir. We are going to create baptism here for those that have not been baptized and they are born again. Please, come and be baptized. Water bears witness. Do you know why? There are five things God did not create. God did not create word. Word, his word existed with him. He didn't create light. He is light. There is no darkness in him. He did not create water. Water is God. The Bible says, from the throne of God came water. He did not create fire. For God is a consuming fire. He is a fire. And he did not create wind, for that is the spirit, the breath of life. These five things are God. So if you think, in fact, there is one more thing that God did not create. The blood of man. For that is the blood of God. It bears witness also that there is a living person in heaven. There is blood. All this is God. God didn't make them. All water is God. So when you see rain falling and you are washing in the rain, that's God. When rain is pouring on your plant, that is God. When you are drinking water, that is God. That is why water baptism is God baptism. He said that the name Father, Son, and Holy Ghost was improvised. It was not true in the Bible. That there is no other place he saw it apart from that place in the book of Matthew. But here is what this man is confirming. When you are baptized, you are not only baptized into Christ alone. You are baptized into the Godhead as the fourth person of the Godhead. There are three people in the Godhead. The Father, His Word, His Son, and His Spirit. Now, they are baptizing you, Christians, into the Godhead. So they have to baptize in the name of the three persons that are in the Godhead. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. So baptism is an induction ceremony. It's not a joke. You are being inducted into the Godhead. You are being introduced into the Godhead. That when gods are talking, you will be sitting down so and talking with them. Which wizard does not eat food with the devil? You cannot be a wizard, a witch, and a person serving the devil, and they will not invite you to the table to also come and talk. You cannot be serving God and you are not in the Godhead. The secrets of the Godhead are made known to all of us that are born again. And baptism is the induction into the Godhead. You come to Christ, you are saved. Inside Christ, you are baptized in His death and resurrection. So you are inducted into the Godhead. So there are four people in the Godhead now. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and you. You've been brought into this system. So when they are discussing, they will call you to come. When God is discussing about your life, He will call you to come. That is saying, He said, whatever you bind on earth, He is bound in heaven. You have power in heaven also. Though you are on earth, in your actions matter in heaven. So when you see a man like Abel thinking that baptism is a carnal thing because water is nonsense. Water is God. It was never created. Show me where they created water in the beginning. He said he only separated the water of the earth from the water. But water was already there. He said the water was upon the face of... He said the Holy Ghost was moving upon the face of the waters. Did you see him say, let there be water? The light, he said, let there be. Came from him. That is why he had to create a convex lens, a concave and a convex lens, which is called the sun. The sun absorbs the light and disperses the light. So it has two lenses. So he channels his light to the sun and the sun disperses to the earth. If not, why would he create light in the first day and then create sun in the fourth day? What did he use to walk under? Because the light was himself. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. The life is in him. The light is in him. And when the light is released, then he began creation. And he created the sun inside the light. Then he now channeled the light through the sun to light the earth. So light is not part of his creation. It's the release of himself. And then the next thing that was there is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. Then God said the word, three things, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. From eternity, it was so. There is no Father, Father, Father. God sent his Son. There was a Son in him, with him, forever. Not that it is when he became Jesus, then he became the Son of God. He brought his name down to the earth. You shall call his name Jesus. Don't call him another name. Because he is the Savior of the world. He's a maker and a savior. Only the maker can save. Nobody can repair Mercedes-Benz more than Mercedes-Benz factory. No mechanic can fix your messages more than the factory. Amen.
Amen.
So nobody can fix human being more than the creator. So he was also in the creation. Let me explain to you what the word of God means. I don't know if I have time left. Amen.
Amen.
For me to do that. Okay, let us just take it, because I will continue from here next time. I just want to show you. I don't want to ridicule Abel Damina, because I kind of believe that he is doing his best as a man of God to try to bring the truth out. Okay? I don't want to believe that he is an agent of Satan to confuse the church. I just believe that a short man no feel rich where in hand no feel rich. Now, so he no feel rich. That is, he's trying, but the hand never reach. Are you going to say?
Yes,
he's trying. So I don't want to totally make a mockery of him and make him look like a stupid person. Completely, you understand? I want to give him credit for the portions that he is doing well, and only correct the places that he is not doing well.
Yes.
Hopefully, he will behave like Apollos, who was preaching only John the Baptist. Then he met with Aquila and Priscilla, who taught him about Christ. Then he left John the Baptist and entered and started preaching Christ. Hopefully, I believe that when he hears this, he will say, wow, I was preaching half of that. Now I want to preach the full of it. But if pride is in him, he will not answer. That's when he will say, it is in Greek, Hebrew, kakara, kakara, kukuru. Hallelujah! So baptism is a serious business. If you are not baptized, you have not come into the Trinity. You are denying yourself seat at the table when they are discussing matters concerning your life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in the beginning was the Word. Let's go to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Word was with God in the beginning. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That is why he said, let there be light. In him was life. Then he said, it doesn't work in darkness. But if you notice something in Genesis, there was darkness there. And God does not dwell in darkness. It doesn't work in darkness. Darkness does not exist. So that darkness, I will teach you what it means next time. That darkness means something. We will learn about that separately for you to understand why that darkness was there. For God created heaven and earth. And if heaven and earth were already created and darkness was upon the face of it, did God create inside darkness? God doesn't walk in darkness. There's no darkness in him. How come he created heaven and earth, then the dark earth was covered with darkness? Something went wrong. Because he couldn't have created the heaven and earth inside darkness.
By yourself.
So now, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This thing was not taught to John by Jesus. This is not part of the teaching. Jesus never taught this thing to John in this world. This is not the word of Jesus Christ. This is the word of John. This is the conclusion of John. But was the conclusion right or wrong? Do you know why? John was about 89 or getting to 90 when they told him to give the account of his own account of the life of Jesus Christ. By this time, John had come back from the island of Patmos, where he was sentenced to death, but he never died, because there God went and showed him revelation. And he wrote down everything he saw. So God released him from the island. Since they tried to kill him with oil, they boil him in oil, he will not die. They dry everything, he will not die. Now they sentenced him to the island where people don't come back. He still was alive. They reported to the government that this man is still alive. Then the government said, release him, let him go wherever he wants. So John came out of Patmos with the book of Revelation. Now, in the book of Revelation, you are going to see where John saw Jesus as he is in glory. He saw this man I ate with him on earth. This man I drank more water with. So this Savior we are talking about. So this is who he is in glory. He said he was riding on a horse. And his name was, he was called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then on his thigh was a name written, the Word of God. That was when he saw it. That is why when he started telling his own story, he began from a divine vintage advantage. The advantage of going to heaven to see the book of Revelation gave him the advantage of saying what he said. He started by introducing Jesus Christ from a divine vintage point. The other one started introducing Jesus Christ from his birth. Jesus of Nazareth, whose father was Joseph, whose mother was Mary. In fact, there is one that started introducing Jesus Christ from Adam. Genealogy. Gene. You know what is gene? You know, genetics. You know? He started tracing the gene of Jesus Christ. They call it genealogy. But John went beyond that. John introduced Jesus from divine vintage point. In the beginning, in the eternal past, in eternity, yes, sir. That man we ate with is called the Word of God. Now, so the Word of God is not what you speak. So when they say without him was nothing made that was made, you people think it is that which he spoke that created the earth. No, listen. To understand the Word of God, what is meant here, is to understand monarchy. If you want to understand proper monarchy, is when you look at the monarchs in the north, the sultanate. Amen?
Amen.
The king is not supposed to talk to the people, so he puts a turban. Only his eyes. Sometimes there are some king, you veil them, like in North Korea, you veil the face. The people must not see his face. So there is a man in that place called Waziri. That Waziri means prime minister. Now, the Waziri he's a very honorable man. The king has put all his honor on him. Only him is more honorable than all the other. So he's the VP. Only God is more honorable than him. That was what was played out in the life of Joseph. So Joseph was a Waziri of Pharaoh. Now, the Waziri would stand in the palace when the king is sitting in council. And all the other chiefs will sit on the floor according to their rank. Then the Waziri will sit at the staircase near the king. The king's throne is here. Waziri will sit down at the staircase. He has ears only for the king. The king will say, then Waziri will stand up and shout, Serkiyate Angeseku! So, whatever the king says, the Waziri utters it. So that let there be light was not spoken by the Godhead, by Father. It was whispered into the ears of Jesus, and Jesus shouted it out. So that is what is called the Word of God. So that Waziri is the word of the king. He says only what the king says. He says nothing that the king, he doesn't say anything that the king did not say. So when they say in the beginning was the word, it means in the beginning was the Waziri. And the Waziri was with God, and the Waziri himself was from the bloodline of God. Sometimes you see that in the north, the junior brother, who is not the one that ascends to the throne, might be given the office of the Waziri, serving his own elder brother and calling him Serki. He will never call him by his true name that they used to call each other when they were growing up. He has to call him Serki Ange Sheka. And they are the same bloodline. They are the same father, the same mother. But he has to bow down to him. Serki Angesheka. Serki Angesheka. Angesheka. Serki. Angesheka. Serki Zaki. Zaki. That is how Jesus does. All our worship. All our praises. He's the one that will shout it out to God. And whatever God says, he's the one that will shout it out to us. So that is what it means to be the Word. For the word cannot be spoken by the king direct to us. It has to pass through his Waziri to us. So without him was not a maid that was made. For anything that God said, let there be, Jesus will shout it, let there be, before the angels would move into action. So that is what John saw. That's why he's telling us his own testimony from this vintage verse. I saw Jesus in heaven. He is called the Word of God. Nothing is done in heaven without him. He's the one that tells what God feels, what God thinks, what God wants. He's the one. He's the one that Jesus we ate bread with, that Jesus we drank tea with. In heaven, he is God. He has the bloodline of God. He is the Word of God. It is his life that gives light to all men. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So when Abel Damina thinks the Father can talk to us without the Son, that the Father now became the Son. No, he can't. That Son existed with him in eternity, before time, before they were even started creation. He existed with his Spirit. They were three in one. And that Son is his Word. It is him that echoes what God says. And what he echoes happens. For all of the glory of God is transmitted to him, that whatever I want to do, you do it. None of those chiefs can talk Serki direct. They must talk to the Waziri. Whatever the problem is, Waziri will present it to the Serki. Amen. That is how it is. So, please, sir, Dr. Abel, God is, the Father is not the one that came as Jesus. Sir, please, your gospel is half-baked. Yes, Jesus is part of the Godhead. Yes, the Father is in all that Jesus did, but the Father never left heaven and came to this world. It is the Son that came. And Son is God. The blood of God runs in him. And so he came to do whatever it is that God wants to be done. He's no less than God. For God is an institute that has a constitute. Yes, sir. God is an institution that has constitution.
Yes, sir.
And the constitution of that institute is the constitute of that institute, or the constitution of that institution is Father, Son, and the Spirit. So when you say God, you're not calling the name of a person. You're calling the name of an institute. It's a government. It's a body. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
That contains three people in it. And they all have three different manifestations and character. So that's why Abel is thinking that God cannot kill. Because Jesus Christ does not kill. Do you understand? Not knowing that it is one of the Godhead. His character, his behavior. But the order of the Godhead, if you joke with him, Angamayayo. If you understand God that way, you will not begin to criticize the scripture that Moses made a mistake, this one made a mistake, that one made, because you do not understand. Tomorrow we continue in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.